Across the street from Juno's Glory Hall homeless shelter sits a row of tents, some sitting on wooden pallets, others wrapped with tarps. On Monday, people living there were packing up their belongings and waiting for police to arrive and tell them to leave. Monica J. Escajeda was about to pitch her tent when she heard police would dismantle the camp. She says she thinks there needs to be a place for her and others to go.
I mean, if they don't have a place, I don't feel like, you know, they should be like, well, you guys can't pitch a tent.
City officials decided to clear the encampment in response to safety concerns. But police and city officials say they're looking for better solutions as camp residents say they have no place to go. Escajeda is from Juneau, but she says she's run out of places to go next. She's considering going back to Seattle, where she used to live. She hears many of her friends don't know what to do next either. She wishes she could bring them with her.
It's sad to be honest. If I was able or capable, I think I would want to, like, snatch and take everybody that I could, but I'm trying to figure it out, so.
Juneau Police Chief Derek Boss issued a 48-hour vacate notice with approval from the city manager's office on Friday. The move was prompted by increased public outcry from nearby homes and businesses. For months, residents have testified at assembly meetings that the area near the shelter and airport has become dangerous. Glory Hall Homeless Shelter Director Kaya Quinto says that her staff have been threatened and assaulted by people camping nearby. Many of them are people who have been banned from the shelter for behavioral problems.
Just with a large encampment comes lots of issues. And like, while some people are being very respectful in camping, I think there are some that are causing issues for sure.
Per city code, Juneau police are allowed to clear encampments outside of official campsites after 48 hours, or if the encampments are more than three tents large. But Deputy City Manager Robert Barr says the city does not always enforce that code because people need to sleep somewhere.
As long as the impacts are low on the rest of the public, on the surrounding neighborhood area, our enforcement action is going to be low or non-existent.
On Tuesday morning, 4 days after Juneau police posted notices, officers came to clear the encampment, accompanied by heavy machinery. Juneau Police Officer Jeremy Weske directed the effort. He says police can't direct people where to go next, but they can give a general outline of what's allowed. Public property is okay as long as tents are not on the right of way or impeding others from using the land.
We're really trying to allow people to find a space to be and be left alone. There are just times where the sites get a little bit beyond that, and we have to come in and clean them up.
Weske says he doesn't enjoy enforcing the policies, even when safety concerns are raised.
I hate it. But we have to keep the area clean, and hopefully we can continue to work together for a good end.
Tyler Johnson lives at the Glory Hall. He came out to help people packing up as the excavator scooped up the things people left behind. He says without assigned campgrounds like the one the city closed last year, people will end up in the situation again and again.
I mean, there's no real alternatives.
Barr says the Juneau Assembly plans to discuss homelessness in Juneau in general at an upcoming committee meeting, but he says he's not expecting a solution anytime soon. With help from Yvonne Crumry, I'm Clarice Larson in Juneau.